In the malacha of kosev, I want to finish on one thing we said last yesterday. So we spoke about the issa of machatech, and we said that machatech has to be to a certain size. The person cuts something to a certain size. So we said it's lab duck an exact size. It means the machatech. We said a person cuts a piece of foil, for example, to use as a lid. Well, he wants to wrap some kegel up in foil, so he takes the foil paper and he cuts it to a certain desired length. Obviously it's not too long, it's not too short. That lechera going to many possible is also called machatech. Besides that, there's a creational tikkun. The tikkun also to do. That's called a creational tikkun.
If you fold the silver foil into a size, that's nothing. Really,
it's already cut.
It's already cut, there's a big piece, you want it this size.
Machatech is to cut it. It's a fold, it's not it's a machatech. It's a good cut, it's not, but the ma'aser, you have to cut it. In order to make machatech, you have to be a cutter. Just to fold it over is not it's a machatech. Yesterday we spoke about an interesting thing. We said, Ora, and lechera, that foil roll is muksa. Because since it's oimed normally to be used as a roll and to be cut, it's not meant to be used as a roll. Someone, for example, Shabbos runs out of foil. See, he doesn't want to cut the foil. He wants to unroll the foil and just cover something with it. You'll to use it, leave it on the roll and cover it. Sorry? Yeah, but Shai, what muksa is it? Could be muksa. A case on this, you're right. But this is not a case on this. This could be muksa on this, it's useless. So here, the Shalmi Yehuda, and look, it's muksa, in pair of vav, see vav, he speaks this out here. Nia kesef, that's foil. Imze chabila, it's on a roll. But tzorech lachter chatik is gedei yishtamish bo, and you have to cut it into parts to use it, muksa. The moshe you get with the tablecloth as well, yeah? People get them on a roll. So the moshe, you forgot to cut it before Shabbos. So you want to lazy, you know what? You use it, you take the roll, undo a whole lot of plastic, put it on the tablecloth, and leave it as it is. He ties the form of muksa. At the bottom in the aura here, he brings this to what you asked yesterday, people asked this yesterday. First of all, he says the ma'aser as it could be also cut as chituch, as machatik, because you cut it to size normally, these things, yeah? The mosh of foil, you cut to a rough size you want, and these plastic tablecloths, you cut also to the size you want. So, first of all, he ties it could be it's machatik. Actually, not, you're not so much, but that's the problem. The ma'aser, zich kriya, it's kriya with a tikkun, so zich also to do. The male have a like a very dark shade of a bush. He ties this piece of foil or thing has got a din like a fish that's not been cooked. I says Tabach on time to him that some people when they make sudas and whatever it is, they use it on rolls. I don't know why it does that exactly, but I mean says some people do use it like that. He says that's not kasha, it's not a normal way of using it, but that's not a normal way of using it. It is muksa and a person may not use it like that. So Tachidish, he ties that's the problem.
That's the bush you can't eat. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I always say it's true. Yeah, it's true. It's a bit worse.
It's
not Christian.
You're not cutting it.
If you
Yeah,
he's a bit of a hit. Actually, can't cut it on Shabbos. Actually, has to like, oh, he says, you could use just a part of it, and it still remains. No one in a weekday uses it like this. He says, it's bottle of data, such a person to use it. It's not a normal way of using it, and therefore one can't use it. So it's interesting, the marshal says, I guess the dustbin bags, well, yeah, someone's run out of dustbin bags. The only dustbin bag he's got is on a roll. He shouldn't use that roll. He shouldn't put the whole roll in the dustbin, open up the top bag. The top bag is not machum anymore, yeah? So to open up the top bag, open it up, put it around the dustbin, and leave the rest of the roll inside the dustbin, according to this, there's a problem. What should we say bottle of data to such a person? He's not normal, this person. I mean, not most people don't. Why should he do that? Oh, he's connected, yeah? He's connected, much worse.
And how is the silver from the last piece of the road?
Yeah. I know how it comes off. It's stuck on. How does it come off? I don't know how it comes off.
It's not
connected. Yeah. Last piece, extra. Okay, boys. So that's the end, really, of the malacha of machatech. You know, interesting malacha, this one. Let's move on to the malacha of kosev. Very interesting malacha, the malacha of kosev. So another one of the lamatest malachas, obviously. Where was it used in the Mishkan? So the ma'aser, the Mishkan. In the construction, we learn out by Rashi that the malachas have to be done in the building of the Mishkan. Where was it done in the building of the Mishkan? When they put on the Kroshim, they put Oishis on the Kroshim to know which one's nearest to the Mizrach, whatever side. There was you have to put letters on there. That is how we learn out the Issa of Kosev. It means the person makes a sign, a letter, a symbol, that is the problem.
On the parade, there were pictures.
That was Siurim, that's also true.
It's Kosev.
What?
Is that a picture of his
cursive? That's also cursive, yeah, it could also be cursive. I just wonder, is it Mamish Ma'akiv actually? I must have said an interesting thought that way, he says it. You know, I always wonder about it. So I once from the Ramosha Kuppets, he said, I'm very digging a actually, I can't remember who he said this from. He said, you know, the Pareichas had one side a lion and one side an eel. He said, interesting, what was the idea of that? Why did they do that? Why do they make one side a lion, one side an eagle? Well, maybe they're both a lion, both an eagle. Well, why one side each? So he said, I'm really, I can't remember who said it from. He said, the marshal, let's say this is the parade over here, yeah? So you've got the eagle over here, and in here you've got the lion. Here's the question, Gosh. He said, if you didn't have that, what happens is when you dismantle the Mishkan and you set it up next time, a bit later, how are you going to know which side is which? And this side got more Kedusha, because this is facing the question, Gosh.
The marshal lion comes to a lion. So of course you know which one.
They did it in different ways. You could have made both the same, both an eagle, or both an eye.
Both an eagle.
Why not both an eagle, both an
eye?
Okay. Oh, I thought it was an eye. Yes. Okay, coming to Kosher. Now, how do you do Kosher? So, Kosher, very easy, lots to be over, actually. Any way of writing, pen, pencil, crayon, a rubber stamp. Someone takes a rubber stamp on Shabbos and he stamps something down, that's a melacha kosher. He's done nothing really, he's not written anything with his hand, but that is a sign of what do you call it? He's made letters, that is the problem. To engrave letters into wood or metal, and Kiddush actually in kosher, even removing something to make a letter, if someone chisels out a piece of wood, for example, something, and it makes now a letter, that's also called kosher. Who are then, someone's got a black screen. And he scrapes away the black screen in order to make a letter Vav there. So he's not really written Vav, he's just scraped away something. That's hot kosher. Yeah, that's also a problem of kosher on Shabbos. That's also not allowed to be done. Now we have to speak about this a bit. Arichas actually, it's very interesting. When people make flutes, for Saturday, flutes and simchas. Now it's amazing what they do with all these simchas, all these funny things, these fancy affairs, yeah? Baskets and I don't know whatever they're doing in the marshal. They're writing out, they're engraving nice pictures with the fruit. That lechoria could be a problem of kosev. Kosev is a meaningful sign. You're doing something to the marshal. A person cuts out into a melon, a flower. A meaningful flower, a nice flower. That's a melacha kosev. You're doing a nice thing. You're doing something to represent something. What? Kosev on food as well. Yeah, that's clear. Kosev on food as well. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so one has to be careful with that. A simple thing, the marshal, take a ball, we spoke about this when we used it inside a melon, for example. You get these scoops, which make a ball of melon when you take it out. A ball is not a choshev. I mean, it's a nice thing, it's nice, but it's not resembling anything. It's a very simple item. That's not called a melacha of kosev. Taking photos, developing photos, all this is problematic with Sad Kosev. To draw in the air though, Moshe, someone goes like this, I want to tell you to go home, for example, I can't speak, I tell you to go home. So I say, go, and now that's a home. I draw in the air. That's nothing. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah in Shir Mem, that's actually Mechav, actually, Shir Mem, see Dalit. Ramah says, Mutter Lirshay Ma'avir Kminoshis. A person could draw in the air, they could thought maybe it's Rabbonim, no, it's nothing at all.
Oh, the windows.
Oh, the window covers, they're making the windows. Okay, let's come to the window, let's just find the windows one straight away, actually. The window case, windows, Ayn Shom, Siv Lama, that he brings down over here. Tezvol. That is, sometimes you get on a window, it's condensation of the window, it steams up, the window steams up. And you want to make a little mark on there. In Tezvol. Siv Lama. So he brings it over here. Also, Lirshem Oisius, Al Chaloyin Zuchuk, Sheska, Al Gab of Odin. It's got steam on it, condensation. A person, even it's not Shakam, as we'll see this version, because steam is also, even it's not Shakam. It's also be Rabbonon. So therefore, a person, for example, he writes on a window, hello. Whatever it's actually, because Kosev, the Issa of Kosev, Minat Torah, to be Chayav Skila, and to be Chayav Akom, is two Oishas. That's the Issa of Minat Torah, to be two Oishas. Maestro, we hold Chatzi Shias also Minat Torah. So therefore, even to write one Oish. Sorry? No, I was thinking about this, but you need two Oishas, you want to put a cross in. There's no point, you just put Aleph on a carriage, there's nothing. You have to put Aleph and base, you know, one's behind the other. You need to have two oishis to know which one's behind the other, yeah? That's how you know you need to have two. But a person writing one oish, he's done Etzem HaTorah, Kosev. The Mishnah Berurah speaks that over here. Got a few interesting things over here. Let's just find it. Hatish is Etzem HaTorah. Which is a Shin Mem, Sivkot and Chabbeis, Ois Dalit. Base. Ain't a case of Chayav Chadzach Yitav Shte Oishis. Bin Atari, you're not Chayav Chadzach Yitav Shte Oishis. I mean, Kosov Ois Achas. A Fila Oishis Gedoyle Kishtayim, a very big letter, a person wrote a very big Ches. Pachim Achadzim. Kom Akum Issa Darai Se'ikha Fila Ois Achas. Even one letter is an Issa Bin Atari. Interesting thing. Canal Reis Silva. Ois Achim Rang, the Pachim Fila Oishis Silva. All right. He says, interesting, that one letter is a Chidish Oishis, which is what I mean. One letter that we say is Pachim from a Chatos is even the Moshe. Let's say someone has, I don't know, words, Aroi. He's got before Shabbat, someone wrote Aleph Hey Resh, Aroi. He on Shabbat comes along and completes the word, the Nun. So even though he's now the word completed, he's still not high for that. However, this is the Mishnah Berurah, that's a Chiddush actually. So the Moshe, someone's got a Sefer Torah, it's got one letter missing in the Sefer Torah. And he's mushed in that letter on Shabbos.
It's Chayav
Kosev. Yeah.
It's
Chayav Kosev. Yeah. I think it's Makosev. You want to say Makosev? Makosev,
yeah. It's not
Chayav. Let's see. What is the Hishlam? It's Achaz Chayav. Tahani Maiso. I see someone speaking about it. Let's see if I find it. Chayav. 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 I mean, I'm not sure what I've already done. This is a chayav. It looks like he's going to sub coast here, because he's saying, he starts off over here, Amni Bezer Ha'oiz Hishma Sazer Chayav, Da Hani Mais of Tuva. Yeah, I don't know what it means, I'm not sure exactly. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Sorry?
It's not Kay.
Could be both. Could be Kosev and Makosev. Yeah, could be either. You're making a same term of kosher. I don't know. I'm not sure. What?
Any two letters?
Oh, so that's another big Makosev. That's a Makosev showing him. It's someone writes Aleph Aleph. Doesn't mean anything, yeah? Or base. Doesn't mean anything. So that's a big Makosev, actually. Lemaise, the Mishnah Berurah himself is actually Machne here. Let's just find this in Mishnah Berurah. Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah. The Ashkel Shabbos says, "Hakosev shnei oishim b'Shabbos chayv." I feel ain oishim oishim mahavat teva shleima. The ain lehem mashmos mikom machum chayv. Means even if you write gimel, so you wrote the word gap. So that's the Maaser word. But you write aleph, it means nothing. Even so, the Maaser many Rishonim hold that's the awesome in our Torah story. I was supposed to have chatzos with you. Yes, and I have to be careful. And I said, we don't really do writing. The only thing one has to be careful about, and that's also interesting, Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Let's just say, I just want to find it a bit first of all. Mishnah Berurah says, in the Marshall, someone scratches a letter. In the Marshall, someone's got a dalit, and he scratches off the end of the dalit to make it to a resh. That's also cursive. He's made a new letter. He scratched off. We said scratching off is also called kosev. It doesn't have to be that you actually write something on Shabbos. Scratching off something is also called kosev. That's also melacha kosev. Someone, I don't know what happens in such a case in Moshe, someone has got, for example, a ches in the Sefer Torah, and he scratches the roof, and he breaks the roof into two zayats. So what is he chayav now? He's done moichel, l'chayav, he's done moichel and kosev. He's chayav two manochas in one go, he's done two manochas, l'chayav, I haven't checked that. Zich chayav, you mustn't do it. Shai, what is it is? Either l'chayav, it's moichel and kosev. You've done two things, you've rubbed off the letter Ches, you've made it not Ches anymore, and you've now written a new letter, two Zayin. Sorry, that's also a problem. Also important is, there's no Chilek, even though the Ramah in Simon Shein Vob, Sigud Aleph, is Mashma, that Shak Sovim, other languages, is not an Issa Natura of writing. It's, the Mashmos in the Ramah over here, Mishnah Berurah is not happy with this at all. Shein Vob, he's talking about actually when a person has to buy a deer in Eretz Yisrael. A special heter from to go to a Goyish court, you need to get a house to buy an etzrog, you're scared you're going to lose it. So, the halacha in Shin Vob, see if you'd add it. The Ramah is mashma that the Issa Min HaTorah is only on Ksav Ashuris. Motzah Ligna is buy from Eretz Yisrael, any Hudim Shabbos. A person can buy from a Goy in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. Choyser Amalabe Koyish Lehem, Ksav Shalhem, you should use their writing. The Eina Osra Abid Rabbah. So the Osir Rabbanim, a Mishum, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you want to make sure that even my house in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a special Etzah, you're allowed to go through. On that, Rabbi Alon, so Arich is Gedoyl on this over here, and Tain is the Maisa, from all the Mishonim, it's Mavua, there's no Chilik in what language you write. And you write in English, you write in the thing, look, I must tell you, a million really good Maisa, actually, I once saw, and I heard Rafat say this over, I'm not saying this Halachal of Maisa, it's a million good Maisa. Apparently, in Eretz Yisrael, there was an Avrich whose child became ill on Shabbos. A very painful stomach. So he went to his neighbors and wanted to go to the doctor. Which doctor did he go to? One of the neighbors said, for stomach problems, there's a doctor around the corner. Not from, but he's a big monk in stomach problems. It's good I to go to him. So he went, he knocked on his door, and he'd open the door. Didn't keep anything. He came in, he said, I've got a problem, my child's got a pain in his stomach, etc., etc., and I wonder if you can help me. So he sat and died, said, let me just hear what you're saying. He said, yeah, I hear the problem. After a few minutes, he heard the whole problem. He said, yeah, I hear the problem. I can diagnose it, I know exactly what it is. He said, but before I diagnose anything, I need a check from you of 500 shekel before I do any business with you. So he said, the front of the said, you know, Shabbos, I don't want to write it. Can I wait till after? He said, no deal, no payment today, now. There's no prescription. Look, because nefesh. He asked the guy, is it because nefesh? He said, because nefesh, you should do it. Kitzer, he wrote him out a check and gave it to the doctor. The doctor diagnosed, he wrote out a prescription. He took it, he went to the chemist, and whatever he did. Well, on Bot Shabbos, he gets a knock on his door. And this doctor comes around and says, are you crazy? He says to him. He says, what do you mean? He says, I told you there's a bill of 500 shekel for this, what I told you. He says, I'm looking at the check now, open it out of Bot Shabbos, you've written 1,000 shekel. Now, he said, I know you can't even afford 500 shekel. What are you doing writing a check of 1,000 shekel? This is what he said. He said, I'll check the truth, you're 100% right. But I thought about something like this. To write 500 shekel in Ivrit is chomish meir shekel. That's three words. If I write elef shekel, it's only two words. So I want to minimize the writing that I did, so I wrote elef shekel. I don't know whether he should cash the check. I'm not sure whether he wanted to cash the check, but he said, that's why I wrote 1,000 shekel. He wanted to minimize the melacha of ksiva. Now, I'm not sure, Rabbi Yisrael, what I want to do. I must tell you, it's interesting. I've never got to the bottom of this. Is one bechuyav to do this? I don't know. Because it's pikuach nefesh. But it makes a lot of sense. He wanted to minimize the issa. I think this person. No, I don't remember. That's what I don't remember. He became Bar Shua, apparently. They say he became Bar Shua. I can't remember what he gave free. That bit, I don't remember the story, but he let him off the price. But it's a moment exact. That means to write things down. What? Yeah, you have to write twice. Now, someone said he doesn't know why he didn't tend to fit in the price himself. But I don't know. It's a castle of mice. The mice is a moment exact. It's a good, it's a moment exact. Perhaps that's the thing, the mice. Show him carefully the Shmir Shabbos, whatever you're doing. I say, whether one is Mechuyav to do that, I can't tell you. But it's clear that a person has to be careful on the Shabbos not to do ksiva when you don't need to. So one has to be careful in these things. I'm talking about, hopefully we're going to speak about food items. When a person has got food items, to cut out nice patterns on the food item and make a nice shape, that is the problem of kosher. Drawing pictures or sketches, all that is melacha of kosher. Coloring in a picture, that means you've got the tzura already there and you just want to enhance the tzura to make it look nice. That's surveya. Why does it make enough gemina, Rabbi Yisrael, whether the melacha is surveya or kosher? What practical difference does it make whether the melacha is surveya or kosher? Why does it make a difference? Yeah, quite. It's a big enough gemina. If what you're doing is kosher, then to undo it is moichuk. If what you're doing is surveya, then to undo it is nothing. There's no opposite of surveya. So you have to know together. So tzaveya, normally kosev is you're writing a meaningful symbol. You want to make an arrow somewhere to show somewhere to go. You want to put a question mark on something. You want them to understand something going wrong over here. If a person's got a wall and he paints the wall, there's nothing meaningful there. He's decorating, enhancing the wall. That's tzaveya. So to undo the paint on Shabbos, okay, you have to know maybe because so whatever. But in itself tzaveya, there's no issa. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael.